Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 309. I am Chris, as always, joined by Jeff.
Yo.
And Pete.
What's up?
And we just got done watching the Microsoft Xbox E3 2016 press event. And there was a lot to talk about. We're going to try and...
Indeed.
We're going to try and cover that as quickly as we can, but we're going to get some thoughts here. There's a lot to talk about, though. They announced the Xbox One S. I don't know exactly what that was. I missed part of that piece, so...
That's basically, it's the Slim. They said, like, 40%
smaller, right?
Smaller. There's no power brick. It's built in. And something, one of the big jokes was like they said, and like HDR gaming, whatever, but they never explained.
Yeah, kept hearing them throw that buzzword out, and I don't know what it means.
Yeah, they never came out and explained what that means. It's also $300.
Yeah, so whatever the regular Xbox One price is now.
Which is really cool. And then coming out in August, they said.
Yep. Comes with a new redesigned controller. That's whatever.
Yeah. I think it comes with an Elite controller. I couldn't tell.
No, it's a regular controller. It's just a white regular controller, yeah. Then they did a... They came out, I guess they brought out... Well, Phil Spencer came out, and then they brought out Rod Ferguson.
Yes.
And they announced what is called Xbox Play Anywhere, which is basically a cross-buy program between Xbox and Windows 10.
Yeah, that was definitely the theme of the conference here. Like, anything that was Xbox exclusive is also Windows Store exclusive.
Yeah, you buy it once, you get it on both. So, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's smart. You got your Horde mode?
Horde mode, cross-play for Gears 4. You'll be able to play on Xbox One and with people that are playing on PC. They said Horde mode, but they didn't show it.
I missed the Horde mode part.
No, it was just like, hey, you're going to have Horde 3.0 in this game.
Yeah, they didn't touch on what it was, but... I mean, they might be saving that, too, for Gamescom, and they're in the middle of that PR cycle for Gears, so, because that comes out October 11th, so...
Interesting note, he kind of left out competitive modes. Because he specifically said Horde and like the co-op campaign and other co-op modes, but it looks like that competitive modes will be cross-play between Xbox and PC.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, they're just going to do everything, so... we'll see. They didn't touch on the actual Gears multiplayer stuff, mostly because I guess, you know, that beta was already out there.
Yeah. This was another, like, they showed a co-op level and stuff, so.
Yeah, campaign looked fun. Looks like Gears. Marcus Fenix showed up at the end.
It's about damn time.
Yeah. old Marcus.
Old alcoholic dad Marcus is one Dan described him, which I thought was pretty funny.
And Then I guess they brought the KI team out. They announced a new guest character, General Rom from Gears of War 1. That looked cool, I guess, if you're into KI.
Yeah.
I guess
he was not the Gears of War character I was expecting when they said that. I was like, oh, it's going to be Dom or Marcus, because that makes sense. But no, they were like, let's just pull our generic-looking alien.
Well, I mean, he's the big bad guy at the end of Gears. Like, he does kind of look a little generic, but he has the swarm that followed the with the kind of the krill, which are the those kind of bat like creatures. They swarm around him, so that could be, I guess, a power that he has. Like, he's different from just a standard, you know, Marcus and Dom are just soldiers. So
sure, but I mean, imagine like a chainsaw fatality type.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. I mean, Rom does have that really big knife, so...
That's true.
Gut people, but I don't know. I'm not big on KI, but...
No, I'm not either.
And then I wrote this down. I think I stopped counting at some point, but they kept saying it over and over again. Xbox One and Windows 10 exclusive. I haven't counted it 10 times. I stopped counting at some
point. Well, I mean, you could basically look at any game that was announced to be on that console is... Yeah.
It was tacked on, like, every trailer as well.
Yeah, everything.
literally everything, yeah.
Then Forza Horizon 3 announced.
Heading to Australia.
Yes, four-player co-op campaign.
Seamless integration with helicopter drop-ins.
Yep, you can play it on... You can play it on Xbox, you can play it on PC, you can play it on your Xbox One S, because they made a big deal of that. They were like, you can play it on Xbox One S in HDR.
Yep.
I don't know what that is, but...
You can play it with a racing wheel. You can play it, you know, with green eggs and ham and all
yep.
that.
However you want to play it, you can all play it on September 27th. I really like the Horizon games. That game looked great.
It looks fun. If I were to buy a... 360, Xbox One. I might pick that up. That sounds like a good time waster.
I really enjoyed the last one, and that looked really fun. So it's going to be a very busy schedule coming up, but I couldn't see myself getting it.
Yeah, it's tight. Like, they have all of their games, like, bundled right on top of each other.
Yeah. But that said, it's a crowded fall in general, but, like, there's no other, like, racing game I'm looking forward to, so that looks... pretty cool. So
I can't imagine that like Gran Turismo Sport is going to compare it, or I don't necessarily think they're going to go for the same audience.
I don't think it'll be the same type of game. And then ReCore showed up. Jeff, you're getting that this year.
I thought it looked great. Like, it looked really colorful. Like there was a part near the end of the trailer where it was like a bunch of like platforms suspended in like kind of like a lava looking area. And just knowing that, like, people that worked on Metroid Prime are making that, like, gives me even more faith that it's going to be awesome. But, yeah, like, our first look at actual gameplay.
Yeah, it looks fun.
I am pre-ordering it right after this show.
Nice.
Very excited about that, yeah.
And then I kind of want to get your guys' thoughts on what they showed next, because they carted out I'm not entirely sure who they carted out from Square, but they showed off gameplay of Final Fantasy 15.
That was Tabata-san, who is, I think, the Well, one of the guys there was him. I actually went to the bathroom right before that started and came back, and it was towards the end. But, yeah, he's the lead on the design team. But, yeah, that demo was a snooze fest.
Jeff, you liked it, right?
I thought it was fine. Like, I was watching this with other people, too, and they were like, I don't know. No one seemed very impressed by it, no one on Twitter, but I was, like, looking at it, like... I don't know, it looked kind of fun, and I liked, like, the end of the demo, like, the way they, like, froze the boss's arm and then shattered it. Like, I thought that was
cool. I mean, it looked pretty. I just thought, like, maybe it was the guy playing it.
He was bad.
Yeah. Like, he kept getting hit by the arm coming across, and...
He, like, could not dodge that fucking arm.
Like, this is bad.
I mean, it wasn't the game's best showing, which sucked, because, like, earlier this year... they had, like, that big event and stuff, and they've shown it a bunch of times in ways that look really exciting, and this was just sort of, like, an awkward way to sort of say, hey, by the way, guys, remember, this is still coming out on Xbox. We know you still mostly associate Final Fantasy with PlayStation, but just in case you forgot...
Well, I saw somebody tweet something going, like, oh, my God, Final Fantasy 15 is going to Xbox. I'm like, but it was announced for it. I played the demo on Xbox. Like,
yeah. I think it's still that brand recognition that they've held since, you know, the PlayStation 2, where it was only on those systems.
Yeah.
And sure, 13 came out on 360, but I don't think that was necessarily a large hit with people.
It did decent. Sold over 1 million copies on it, but... Yeah, I mean, there is that... It is very much, you know, associated with PlayStation, so... Yeah.
I mean, you can only get 14... in consoles on the PlayStation and stuff like that.
Right. That's kind of what I was hoping that they would announce was, hey, we're bringing 14 to Xbox One, and you'll be able to play with everybody, because that's what Final Fantasy 14 does. Like, you can play with PC people and PS4 people all together, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, that game's coming. And then they showed The Division Underground. It's, I guess, an expansion coming.
It's the first of the paid DLC.
Yeah, that, I was not interested at all.
No, me neither. So.
Did you guys play The Division or like The Division?
I did not do either. So.
I played it. I did not finish it finish the campaign. Like, I'm half, not even halfway. I'm like a quarter of the way through. It's okay. Hmm. Very generic. Like, the city looks amazing, but everything you're doing is meh.
People seem very excited about it for like a week, and then and that was it. Like, so, I keep telling myself, oh, if I see it on sale, I might get it, but it's like, if no one cares about it anymore, I don't know if I care.
It didn't seem to take off like Destiny did, and it's definitely not that type of game, so. Battlefield 1 was shown immediately after that. That game looks fucking phenomenal.
It's the same trailer they showed at the EA conference.
Is that the same one? So,
yeah.
I didn't see that, so. I was like, this looks great.
Yeah, it looks like I said this on our last show, but like I'm not in the Battlefield, but like dude, just like the footage of like the plane combat in that, like man, it looks so good.
And you know that like I mean there'll be a single player campaign, so you're gonna at least get to like fly a cool plane and do some tank shit. Like,
well, I was
part of a bad story, but
like. What they showed off, like, in the trailer, that's probably from the single player, right? Like, maybe,
yes,
right?
Yes, that is the single player trailer.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I'm getting it for. I'm not getting it to play online with people. Like, I guarantee I'll be terrible at Battlefield. So, I mean...
You might be surprised, because it's not going to be, like, the more recent Battlefields have all been modern.
Yeah.
The weaponry is different, like it's going to be a big adjustment for people. There's going to be those people that are amazing at it no matter what, but like I think it's going to be there's going to be a nice learning curve for new players, which could even us all out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just excited that we're getting a shooter that's in an old war, like an old actual war again, which is crazy because 10 years ago we would be like, God damn it, why won't they do something different? But
right.
Well, I like that finally Call of Duty and Battlefield are different.
Yeah.
Because like, Call of Duty's going like, we're doing like this weird future thing, and Battlefield's like, we're going back as far as we can and still actually do a Battlefield game.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, and I'm looking forward to both of them, honestly. So,
then they brought out one of the guys from Xbox Live. He announced clubs for Xbox Live. Not really sure what that was.
It's basically the same as communities on the PS4, which they've had for a little while.
Can you create your own? Was that something that?
I'm not entirely sure.
So I would like to be able
I
to
think
you
it's
know
just like. Pay, like, almost like Twitter lists or something.
Okay. Then next piece I thought was really cool, because it's something that I definitely had trouble with in Destiny. They put out I guess they're going to implement a looking for group function.
Yeah, that seems like it was much needed.
Yeah, like, just being able to do that from the console, like, alright, it still sucks that you can't do it in Destiny itself, but being able to do it from the system is at least a step in the right direction.
Yeah, that's a cool feature.
And then Arena, which sounds like tournaments and stuff, they didn't go too far into detail on it, but that sounds really cool, being able to set up tournaments and have developers set up tournaments and directly from the Xbox. So.
Yeah. I feel like that's also part of catching up to Sony. I think they've had stuff like that for at least like Call of Duty, and I think they were doing FIFA stuff.
This sounds like it's outside of, like, I mean, Call of Duty does, like, there are Xbox tournaments and stuff, but...
No, but I thought Sony had their own, like, infrastructure for that thing.
If they do, I don't know anything about it, so...
Yeah, or maybe it was just they announced stuff at the conference.
So they announced tournaments last year for Xbox, but never came out, and I guess this is the evolution of that. It's this arena thing, so.
Yeah.
Minecraft then came and put me to sleep.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like for parents to tell their kids about, basically. You know, like, I would tell my little brothers about, like, hey, now you can play with each other on the PC and stuff. And
yeah, I mean, it's cool if you're a Minecraft player. It's called Minecraft Realms. It's part of their friendly update.
Yeah. And then it'll be going to VR when John Carmack accidentally walked into the conference with an Oculus Rift on his head.
No, it was a Gear VR on his head.
Oh, it was a Gear VR?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell the difference between any of those things. They all look exactly the same.
And it looks awkward as fuck. I actually say VR continues to look fucking retarded. that's my note. I guess it's iPad, Android, Windows for...
Windows Surface or whatever. Yeah.
And then consoles are next year, so I guess you'll be able to play it on Nintendo. You'll be able to play an Xbox game with somebody who's playing on Nintendo and the PS4 all at the same time. That's weird.
That makes sense. I mean, that's part of the goal, they said, because the guy even mentioned Rocket League is like, hey, we're looking into like cross-platform play for the places that have, enabled that sort of infrastructure.
Yep. It was really quick, but it's something I guess called Design Labs. You'll be able to do your own custom controller.
That seemed pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
Awesome. Get it like emblazoned with your name and like do different colors, and that looked really awesome. I'd like to get a price on that because I'm sure
it's expensive. But. Oh yeah, it's not gonna be $50.
No, it'll probably be more like 70.
I would not be surprised if it was more than that, but it's cool. It's
well, at
cool
that thing. Point, I may as well get an Elite controller then.
Right.
Yeah.
What's an Elite? What, $150?
Exactly.
Inside the next game from the guys that made Limbo. Dropping June 29th.
And you get Limbo for free.
Yeah, and Limbo for free. That sounds really cool.
I don't know what it is.
Exactly, yeah. I was like, okay, I get a feel for the tone, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I mean, my guess is it's probably another platformer type game.
The art style looked cool. I mean, it doesn't really matter because we're going to find out in 2 weeks.
And, yeah.
Limbo was good enough that it's kind of, I have kind of faith enough to buy another indie game from them, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'm down. Like, I mean, it's not going to be a $60 game, so it's not a huge risk. So, We Happy Few actually launches 3 days earlier on the Xbox One preview program, and that game looks really...
I'm real excited for that
one. Okay, wait, when is the release date of this game? Is it soon?
Well, We Happy Few goes into Xbox One preview June 26th. So you'll be able to play it June 26th.
And then it launches June 29th, I believe.
Does it?
Right. You said 3 days early.
No. We Happy Few is 3 days earlier than Inside, which is June
29th. Oh, my bad. I don't know. Maybe that's one of their, like...
Well, their preview program is, like, their early access type thing. So.
Yeah, so I thought it was supposed to be, like, June or July.
How do I get in on this? I still...
Just go to the store. It's there. Like, you'll be able to go to the store. You'll be able to play it for 2 hours, regardless, like, whether you want to pay for it or not.
Like, on my Xbox, I just go...
Yep.
Find it.
You'll go on June 26th, look for We Happy Few, and it'll be... it'll have a preview tag, but you can automatically download it. You'll get a 2-hour play demo of it. It's not even a demo. It's the full game for 2 hours.
Dude,
you'd run that shit.
Yeah, if you want to play it after that, after the 2 hours is up, probably cost you whatever it costs for the game. So,
dude, so, all right. Regardless of when it's actually out, like that's one that's super awesome, and that game looked great. I was getting like strong BioShock vibes off of it and stuff like. And just I like the whole idea of joy pills.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when they find out you're off your pills,
like, downer.
Yeah. Oh, we got a downer. We got a downer. And just start chasing you. I was like, I don't know where this is going, but I love it. Like,
yeah, that one's been on my radar for a while now.
I had not heard of it. I thought that was just a brand new reveal today. Like, I had no idea about it at all.
Now, it's been in development, I think, since at least 2014, late.
They've changed it a bit, though. I know that it went through a major overhaul, so I've been paying attention to it for a while. So.
Yeah.
That's cool. Quint?
Yes, motherfucking Quint.
That did nothing for me.
I like that dude's energy. He was like super into it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, all right, fuck yeah, I'm super into it.
You guys wanted this, here it is. Okay. Tekken 7.
Meh.
Weird thing that happened after there, I was watching the Giant Bomb stream. Their press release said it was only coming to Xbox One and PC.
Okay.
But that wasn't part of the conference, so I'm not entirely sure what that is, if it's just like a co-marketing thing, and if it's a Microsoft press release and not a Namco one,
they
obviously wouldn't mention PS4. I don't know, but I like that trailer. I was like, it's the, probably the one game I didn't expect to come within 10 feet of a Microsoft conference, but...
Right, like that, I associate, like, much like a lot of people associate Final Fantasy with Sony, I associate Tekken with Sony.
Yeah, and so, it's like, oh, okay, cool.
I don't want to play it, but...
I'll play it, and I'll be bad at it. I mean, hey, if it launches complete, then, you know, fuck yeah.
And it sounds like Tekken Tag Tournament 2 is available for everybody for free right now.
On yes, that's a great game. People should totally get that.
I probably download it just because it's free.
What else do we have here?
Dead Rising 4.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm in. I know I chat on Dead Rising 3 last night.
Just last night, yeah.
It seems like they're going back to the tone of the first two games.
Yeah,
Christmas, for God's sakes. He's doing, Santa Claus sleigh rides, like Zambonis with flamethrowers and all that stuff.
That candy cane crossbow was awesome.
So here was another theme that drove me nuts, was that they kept fucking cutting away from the gameplay.
God.
Crowd. And during the Dead Rising trailer, that was, one of the worst things they could have done. There were so many, little things I couldn't see.
Yeah, I know.
At the back of a bunch of people's heads.
Because they wanted to show you that it was snowing in the theater. And I was dude, I don't care about their theater.
Was it actually snowing on the people?
Yeah.
No, I think it was like a light show.
Okay.
I thought something was coming down. I thought, I don't know, whatever. They're trying to show you that they're doing all these effects in the theater. And there's fire up on the stage and shit. And it was I don't care about that. I want to see the trailer. It was so far away that the whole first half of the trailer I couldn't see. But,
Also, that game, not exclusive. It was one of the few games at the conference that didn't have that marker in front of it. So that'll be coming to PS4 as well.
That's weird, because they published the last one for them.
They paid for it. I don't think they published
it.
They published it. They published it on Xbox One.
But this one didn't say exclusive to Xbox One and Windows PC.
Yeah, you think they would have said that, but... Who knows?
All I know is, the whole Christmas vibe. It's not that Dead Rising 3... Dead Rising 3 was still super goofy, the shit you could wear and everything, but this just looks like fully embracing how...
Well, it looks like the story's going back to being goofy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, just that whole Christmas theme is enough right there.
Then they showed a really long demo of Scalebound.
Do you want to talk about a demo that was also super boring?
Yep.
And so something about the Japanese games they were showing, man, did not click. And
yeah, there's going to be people that love Scalebound because they just love everything Platinum does, but that did nothing for
God
me.
God help those people.
You guys don't think that Scalebound looks good, though? I've seen a long demo of it before, and I was
I liked last year's demo. Last year's demo was them kind of in the open world thing. Where this one picked up is where that one ended, and I was like, I don't like this boss battle. This looks weird.
The combat looks janky and slow. It does not look like a character action game like they usually make. The aesthetic in the world looks cool, but it just doesn't look like a game I want to play.
I don't know.
Stop getting off the dragon. The dragon's awesome.
Though, granted, dragon combat, watching him look on that dragon looked like it was rolling through quicksand when it moved. So, combat did not look fast and fun.
Maybe it's not running very well right now.
That could be. That's also coming to PC.
Everything they announced, every exclusive they announced is coming to PC. So,
I guess I took my joy pills today because I liked everything. I liked that too. I'm like, oh, that looks good. I want it.
They said 2017 for that. Dead Rising 4 was holiday 2016.
Yeah.
Then they brought out Sea of Thieves. Jeff was all sorts of excited for this.
Dude. Oh my god, I want that game so fucking bad. It looks just so fun. Even though I don't really know what it is, but it's hey, you're going to be out being a pirate and shit.
It looks like a four-man team on a boat.
Yeah. And just the different environments that they showed in the trailer before that. I don't know, man. It looks really cool.
I like how the one crew, the first thing they did, or the first thing they showed them doing was getting drunk.
Yep. That sounds exactly something a bunch of people would do just to see what it looked like.
Yep. It's oh, wow, I'm not walking as well as I normally do.
So fun.
No date on that at all.
Yeah.
Like not even a like a, you know, scale bound out to 2017.
Yeah, I think that's gonna have to go off my power rankings.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, I don't think that's coming this year.
But when it does come,
it's gonna be fun.
We're gonna be pirates.
Yep. I'm on board to be a pirate. I liked how they were like. It looks like you actually have to work as a team too, because the guy who was piloting the ship, he couldn't see what was in front of him because of the
tail.
That was amazing.
She's like, you kind of got to direct me. No, you're gonna crash into the wall. Like, and then they sunk.
I did enjoy that. The things like the water's filling in the holes and stuff, and
it's like, what do we do? What do we do? Water's coming in.
And it just has that rare charm to it, like that they used to have in their games. You know, like I think most people that watch that conference are gonna be more excited about it now. I think that looks fun.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
State of Decay 2 was announced. Looks like it is going to be a multiplayer State of Decay game.
Looks awesome.
Yep. Yep. That first one's really fun, too, so I'm down for more of that.
Yeah, no release date on that one either, just coming.
No, just 2017. And then this one made me sad. Halo Wars 2 has, they didn't call it a delay, but it was supposed to come out this year. It has been delayed to February 2017.
Oh, okay.
Multiplayer beta live right now, though.
Yeah,
for like a week?
A week, yeah, 13th to the 20th. So
yeah, you get to play it for a week.
Yeah, I'm going to download it as soon as we're done talking.
Yeah.
But that's not really, I'll play the multiplayer, and like, you know, when Don and Tony and anybody else picks it up, like, I'll play with them, but I'm not good at real-time strategy multiplayer.
Yeah.
That one's also coming to PC, right?
It's coming to PC. Like, it was, that was the first cross kind of game where they were like, okay, we're going to do it on PC and Xbox One.
Sweet, because, yeah, February 21st.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I definitely want to get it on PC. And yeah. I hope that this seems like the perfect kind of game for crossplay and stuff, so.
Yeah, I mean, like that first one was great with, like, it controlled great with the controller, so, like, I mean, it was a lot of select all your units. And
exactly, clear, yeah.
But I'm excited for that. Looks fun. And then I guess the big final piece they ended on, sounds like they are getting rid of generations of, at least for them, because they announced Project Scorpio, which we kind of knew about, all the specs lined up with what was previously announced.
Yeah.
And, it very much sounded like they are getting away from, there won't be an Xbox 2. Like,
even though it's like, it sounds like it is. Like, it sounds like the next console, you know what I mean?
Well, and it is.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be, like, there's not going to be that distinction. Like, we're now at the Xbox 2. It's always going to be the Xbox 1 from here forward.
All right, but here's the thing. So, can you, I don't get it. Because, like, how do you release a game that really takes advantage of that and then still say, oh, it will still play on your Xbox One?
Well, because it's exactly like you can do a PC. Like,
yeah, it'll just scale down.
Like,
it won't look as good on your Xbox One, but it'll look amazing on your, kind of just like, imagine it's just like different quality of video cards at this point.
Yeah, like Pete might have like a top-of-the-line 1060, 1070.
Sure, yeah.
That's the Titan, like. And I have, like, I think I have a 960 in my machine. Like, yeah. It's more powerful than mine, but we can both play the same game.
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit better, and it might run slightly better at a higher resolution.
Right.
Versus, so. You might see, hey, the Scorpio version runs at 1080p, 60 frames a second, while the Xbox One version
runs at
30 frames and, like,
720, yeah.
Yeah.
And it did sound like, I mean, they didn't make any official announcements, but it sounded very much like they're looking to line up VR for that new system.
Well, like, you know, I'm saying, yeah. VR, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his thing was like, we'd need a VR-ready machine.
Yeah, so. And like, was that Todd Howard? He came out, we're making Fallout 4 for VR, and, you know, for them to have a system that can do that, like, that's big.
Well, then, all right, I guess there's another thing. Can you play VR on Xbox One?
Probably not.
No, the Scorpio. No, you won't be. You'll need the Scorpio for that.
So for them to say no one's getting left behind or whatever, it's not 100% true.
Yeah,
but that's saying...
But Vader's also not their product.
Right. Like, that's also saying, like, if you have... Like, you can't... You can put a Kinect game in your machine, Jeff, but if you don't have a Kinect, you can't play it. So the VR being a peripheral allows that to happen.
I guess. It's just... I'm honestly... I'll probably get the Scorpio, to be honest.
I'm down. Like, Actually, I'm not going to lie.
Might get Slim and then a Scorpio later. Because if the Slim comes out in August, it'll still be like a year and a half of Xbox One.
And that feels like dude, at that point, like, what, the Xbox One's like 4 years old or something.
3 years here, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a full generation. I'm ready to get the new system. So I like that. They said it's holiday 2017.
Yeah.
I just wonder who in the right mind is going to buy the Slim then. Like, why would you do that?
I mean, I think there are plenty of people who haven't signed up yet who maybe have seen this conference and seen, like, oh, a $300 price point. That's actually really cheap.
Because the Scorpio is not going to come in at $300.
No.
Yeah.
And the Scorpio isn't out yet. So for somebody like me, like, I'm looking at the Slim being like, oh, I know the Scorpio is coming, but if I want to play some of these other games are like, you know,
right,
whatever. Like, I'll jump on the $300.
I think I could wait a year and then tough it out with my PS4. You know,
you probably could, but like, there are people that haven't upgraded at all yet.
So, yeah, that's true. There's people that don't have PS4 or Xbox One. Yeah.
Like, I had two of my friends over this past weekend, and we were playing the new Hitman. And they're like, this is really cool. Like, maybe I'll look into an Xbox. Like, but they're not going to look into the Scorpio because they don't want to spend $400, $500 on a box. But $300 might.
Yeah, I think this is all starting to make a little sense now. Their strategy on it.
Well, and their marketing, their messaging was really good. Like, it's like,
it was very perfect. You
know, I was seeing a lot of people on Twitter being like, okay, to Microsoft, this is them wiping the slate clean. They've conceded this round to Sony are now moving forward as, you know, with something new and exciting to try and...
And the other thing that this was brought up on the Giant Bombcast... Last week, I think, by keeping the name Xbox One, not advancing it to Xbox Two or Xbox whatever, they can say it's still the same platform. So they don't have to relicense all their old titles and stuff for the new system.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of this one new ecosystem that can grow and always have all your Xbox games.
Yeah, that's the one thing I might
be able to play Dead Rising 3.
Right.
And stuff, you know, just fine.
Yeah. When I upgrade, I won't want to lose anything that I've bought digitally or otherwise at this time. Fuck all that.
Yeah,
exactly. And their messaging was very carefully crafted around all that.
It was the most direct and concise messaging they've had in 3 years.
Yes. It's the exact opposite of their messaging for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And not to sound like a fanboy, but I thought that conference was fantastic. 90% of the games I wanted to play, like, it was not boring to me at all. Like, it was an hour and a half, and I was not bored, unlike EA, where I was, like, falling asleep through the whole thing.
As somebody who doesn't even own an Xbox, I was watching it being like, some of this shit looks real cool. You know, granted, it's funny, I was talking about maybe getting a Slim at the same time. I'm also being like, maybe I don't ever need an Xbox ever again because I have a PC now.
Right.
Like, with Gears, Gears looks cool, right? And I like Laura Bailey a lot, so it was kind of like, all right, maybe I'll pay a little bit more attention to this. And they were like, it's coming to PC. And I was like, well, maybe I don't ever need to buy an Xbox now. Which, you know, I mean, I get, obviously, you know, not everybody's going to be in the space to do that because it's a lot cheaper to buy an Xbox Slim than it is to upgrade your PC to the point of playing all these games.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what I did. I think that, you know, people like consoles. Like, and if you have a PC and you want to play the Xbox games, that's great. But people do like to have their consoles.
Absolutely.
And it is easier. And I'm seeing all these PC people on Twitter going, like, well, this is stupid. Like, why would I ever buy an Xbox now? Like, you wouldn't. They're not marketing it to you.
Yeah. And it's a win. It's a win for Microsoft either way. You know what I mean?
Like, you buy their games.
Yeah, exactly.
Real quick. So the PC Gamer Show is going on. And there hasn't been anything interesting going on up until right now, where they just showed the first trailer for Blazinski's Lawbreakers, which, you want to talk about Year of the Grappling Hook, that entire game is a grappling hook.
Grappling hooks are good.
They are, man. I mean, but yeah, no. This is a great like actual E3.
Right.
It makes me very curious to see what Sony.
Yeah, because Neo's not going to be there.
Well, Xbox say that the Scorpio wasn't going
to
be there?
That's the other thing, yeah, so that was not supposed to be
announced.
Surprise!
Surprise, motherfuckers! Well,
did they say it wasn't supposed to be there, though?
Yeah. No. Yeah,
well, the leak about all that stuff said that it was supposed to be just a slim this year, and next year's...
The leak did, though, but then they could turn on what Sony did, because Sony came out, they officially announced the Neo. And then they said, like, what was it, Andrew House? Like, he said it won't be at E3.
I bet you. I wonder if they changed that now, seeing what Microsoft did in the positive response that they've gotten.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, look, we don't have any option for this, or what they might say is, hey, look forward to next year when we talk about the future of the PlayStation ecosystem, and then that's it. You know.
But if that thing's coming out this year,
is the Neo this year?
Yeah.
Oh, then that would be stupid. They should definitely talk about it this year then.
And their stock took a hit when after that announcement of the Neo came out and saying that they weren't going to show it.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if the end of their conference or the beginning of it, one of the two maybe.
I think they have to show it.
I think they do too. Yeah.
I think they're trying to keep secrets still, and Microsoft's kind of fucking with each other.
You think that them saying we're not going to have the Neo there, they were trying to, because like the Scorpio. I mean, this is all spec talk, but the Scorpio has better specs than this PS4 Neo thing. Do you think that they were like, oh, well, we're going to say we're not going to bring it. Maybe Microsoft will wait till next year, and then we can toss it into our conference and be like, we have our new upgraded thing. But
I mean, the benefit of going, like, there's benefits and pros and cons to going after Microsoft as Sony. Like, one, it looks like you're copying them. In a sense, like, if they do that announcement and then Sony comes out and is like, oh, we did it. At the same time, Microsoft has now played their hand.
Right.
Which is what allowed
them... can't come back on that.
Which allowed them 3 years ago to twist the knife, right, with the whole, like, used games thing and stuff. So they have another opportunity to match them, at least in those regards. I honestly, based on what I know Sony has in the pipeline... I don't think their conference will match up to the excitement of Microsoft's. They will have to layer it with a shit ton of third-party games that are really awesome.
When they have to focus on their VR thing.
That too, which I don't think is going to be very exciting for a lot of people. I think in the general scheme of things, like Microsoft's nice little touch for VR was just enough to be like, hey, yeah, we're still looking into it. And obviously Sony is producing their own system, but, you know, like... At some point, it's just going to be a lot of unknown quantities.
Yep. We got, what, Ubisoft in an hour?
Yeah, I'm watching the PC gaming thing right now, and aside from Lawbreakers, Clay announced a new game. I like Clay.
Okay.
That's about it. I mean, there was the Relic came out in the opening of the show to talk about their game that I can't remember the name of. They're doing Warhammer 40K, or is it Dawn of War 3? I can't remember which
Dawn of War 3.
Yeah, there was that. So, I mean, the show has been going for about half an hour. And Ubisoft, would you say, is that 4?
4, I think.
4, so imagine their show's going to run for another half hour, and then...
Well,
the Ubisoft. And Ubisoft tends to be about only an hour.
Which will be nice.
Yeah, and then we'll have a nice 4-hour break in between that. For Sony.
Yep. And then we'll be back after Sony to talk. Pete's watching the PC show.
Yes.
We're all going to watch Ubisoft. We're going to watch Sony. We'll all come back with our final thoughts on Day Zero. And then maybe we might get together tomorrow to watch Jeff cry.
Well, all I can say for the rest of the day is the bar has been set pretty high. Good luck. Ubisoft and Sony.
Weren't a lot of surprises out of Microsoft, but they had a really good showing. So.
It was very, very solid for sure. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Sony trying to catch up to them. I just don't think they have the... Unless there are a bunch of announcements for games that people have been looking forward to for a while, or they update people on things like, yo, motherfucker, Shenmue, end of the year.
That would be pretty big.
You know, like stuff like that, you know. Hey, Last Guardian has a date. You know, obviously Horizon just got pushed and they put out that new trailer, so I don't expect Horizon to be at the show. Unless they do a gameplay thing, because the story trailer came. That's always been, I guess, the big problem between Sony and Microsoft, is that Microsoft has a lot of those known franchises like Halo, Gears, and they just got Dead Rising, and like they had a lot of properties that are getting, you know, Forza are getting sequels that people already know the quality behind, and I'm not necessarily sure Sony's in a position to deliver a bunch of that.
Yeah, that's the same thing I've been saying for years, though. It seems like it's like Microsoft has the games, and like all these people that are like, I know a lot of friends that are just PS4 owners, and they're like, no, they don't. Who cares about any of those? I'm just like, all right, well, then what are we talking about then? Like, you don't care.
Yeah, if you don't want to play the Microsoft games, that's fine. But they have games.
Yeah, Sony does not. Like, Sony has, you know, they have Uncharted this year, but like last year, you think of their conference, it was all like basically dreams. Like, you know,
it was all
things that, you know, when the hell is Final Fantasy VII or Shenmue or any of that? Like, it was all just like, they're selling you dreams, and Microsoft's telling you this is what you're going to be playing like this fall, you know, like,
yeah.
So Sony's going to step it up a little bit, I think.
Before we end, big omission from, or missing from the conference, so no Crackdown 3.
Yeah, there's a little, apparently the release window has been pushed back. There's an article on IGN here. According to a blog post from the game's official website, it's been delayed into next year.
No!
But it will be part of the Play Anywhere initiative, allowing you to swap back and forth.
Is it supposed to be this summer or something?
Yeah.
It says the post closes by specifying Crackdown won't be at E3 in any capacity.
That sounds bad.
I'm surprised the game is not in
good shape.
They might have restarted it from scratch or something, or who knows. You know.
Yeah.
One random thing, did anyone catch the Friday 13th footage that, like,
I saw some of it last night, but like muted because I was watching a bunch of other streams that I was flipping back and forth between. It still looked really good.
It looks awesome, dude.
Did they
give a date for that? Is that this October?
It's supposed to be this year, but they didn't say anything in what they showed off.
I'm down for that.
Also, Stardew Valley coming to consoles.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, saw that.
Motherfucking yes. Even though I have it on PC,
I'll try. It.
It's coming to all of them. Coming to Wii U as well. And actually, the Wii U gamepad seems perfect for that kind of interface. Hmm. There's no date.
Hopefully this year.
Still shown again for the 17th year in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ukulele did show up very briefly.
Yeah, it did.
Yes.
So I told you,
Below also briefly showed up for the 17th year in a row.
What was the indie game that they did show as a part of that looked... Oh, that was We Happy Few. That was the one that they stopped.
Yeah, We Happy Few and Inside got like a little blown out from there. So.
All right, cool.
All right, well, we'll be back later tonight.
Yeah, I'm... You know, this is good. My spirits have been lifted after...
Me too.
And stuff, you know, even as someone who isn't been a part of the Microsoft ecosystem ever, I'd like to know that a lot of their games are coming to a place that I can play them now.
Yeah.
I look forward to Ubisoft and Sony. I'm very curious to see how Sony tries to step up their game.
That Microsoft conference put me in such a good mood that I'm like, hey man, maybe they'll be like Prince of Persia at Ubisoft. Like, you know, like,
yeah, let's not
set myself up again.
Yeah, really. Let's not.
Don't get too high.
Yeah. You're going to burn, your wings are going to melt off, Jeff.
Beyond Good and Evil 2. Come on, do it.
All right. Well, we'll come back to see Jeff upset that those were not announced in a few hours.
Yep.
All right. Goodbye.
See you.